This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. In the gun riding community, I'm lucky enough to know a few people, and some people will actually get out there and they're completely unafraid of ruffling anybody's feathers. And sometimes, well, then they get into a skirmish, and that's when it gets really interesting, when we see what the government has to say about free speech and all these other things. So joining me, it's been a minute because he's been busy and I've been busy and everybody's been busy, but is writer John Crump. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
And his partner in crime is Rich Hughes. Rich, good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
So what is it you guys, what did you put up, or what article did you reference, or what did you call attention to for somebody to want to pay attention to you at the moment?
Well, the Otter Key Card case. Rich and I have both been very, very deep into the Otter Key Card case, and we got a copy of the PSR, which is the pre-sentencing record, which we got from a legitimate source. We got from Matt Hoover himself, who is one of the defendants in the Otter Key Card case. And also, he's allowed to share that information. Well, the prosecutor, who seems to have a problem with me, particularly because in sentencing she tried to get the judge to do something against me because viewers of my videos left nasty comments about her, decided that she was going to enter in a motion not only against me but also Rich to basically shut us down and to gag us. And for us to destroy the records that we do have, which is totally unconstitutional and totally against my First Amendment and totally against Matt Hoover's right to disseminate the information if he sees fit. Did I miss anything, Rich?
No, I think the interesting thing is that she cited three previous case law issues, but failed to mention that it was the court officer disclosing the information. And as the regulation goes with a pre-sentencing report, PSR, PSI as it's called, pre-sentencing investigation, the only person that legitimately can release this information is the one that the report is about. In this case, Matt Hoover and Justin Irving in the Otter Key Card case. So we legitimately received this information. And she's misleading the court. I don't know whether it's intentional or not, but she is misleading the court.
Yeah, I mean, we have no ill will towards her or anyone else. And this judge has been pretty fair. But when she attacked our rights, and we were not notified of this at all, the only reason that we found out is because unbeknownst to her, I have attorneys, and they monitor things that have to do with me. And one of my attorneys, Steven Stambolia, found it on Pacer, and then that started the whole process where by the end of the night, my lawyers are already working on it. We have a guy named Oliver, who's a great lawyer, Rob Olson, Steven Stambolia, James Phillips, and others. So I think she thought that we were just guys in our basements who had no power. But, you know,
little did she know.
I don't have a lawyer. I have a legal team.
Yeah, you have a phalanx of lawyers, don't you? And you have some of the best ones in the business, too. Stambolia, that boy has a pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Olson is a hound, too.
They have victories at circuit and Supreme Court levels. So
right.
They're not someone that you want to really trifle with. They know case law, and they live and breathe this stuff. So they came to my aid very, very quickly. And I joked with Steven and Rob saying, well, she didn't realize that all my friends happened to be attorneys.
So what is the auto card thing? Why is this significant? Why would somebody want you not to disseminate this information?
For those, honestly,
yeah, what is it? I mean, tell everybody what that is, because I honestly couldn't tell you the details of it. I've heard of it ad nauseum. I don't know that much about it, though.
The auto key card was a piece of metal with a image of a lightning link drawn on it. And when I say it was drawn, it wasn't to the right specs. So if you cut it out, it wouldn't work.
Right.
The ATF argued that they thought that it was right to the right specs. And even though that it didn't work and it wasn't a machine gun and people tried to and they couldn't get it to work as a lightning link, that the mere thought that these guys might have thought that it was able to be converted was enough to convict them. And this is the scary part. Matt Hoover didn't actually sell anything. He took ad space. Justin Irvin bought ad space on Matt Hoover's YouTube page, which is Sarah Firearms. And so he advertised the auto key card. He didn't sell it. He didn't have any shops. He didn't own the business. He was basically hired to advertise it, which is scary, because are you going to hold everyone that advertised Volkswagens responsible for when they did the criminal activity, when they faked emissions tests?
It's scary. A better analogy is like ABC, CBS, NBC. Are they responsible for FenFen deaths because they took advertising money for FenFen that actually killed people?
Okay, so you brought this out, you showed this off and everything else. Now, is there some sort of ongoing litigation against them that this person is involved in where they would look at you, or are they just, did it bother them that you had the details of this and you were letting it out, or do you even have any idea why they have brought this against you?
The reason why they brought it against me is, for some reason, she has a vendetta against me and Rich, because Rich is my co-host on my podcast and he produces my podcast. So she has a vendetta against me. We realized that a long time ago. I had a person in the courtroom feeding me information, taking notes, because I couldn't be down in Florida for further case.
Sure.
But I did have someone that I was able to get into the court every day.
Right.
And my report made it, I made the reports based on those notes, and other organizations, other media groups, other papers, TV shows, whatever, they all picked up on my reporting. So I think they wanted to do this under the guise of no one was going to be there, because the case is not live-streamed, it's not audio recorded or anything.
Right.
But I kind of threw a monkey wrench into that by having someone in the courtroom.
Well, I mean, but that's old-school journalism, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school journalism. I mean, you watch anything that had a newspaper in the old movies and everything. There was always a guy that was rushing to the phone and go, stop the presses. They just found Clancy guilty of whatever it was. And that's how that used to get put out there, was by people on point in the place at the time.
Correct.
It would be interesting if it wasn't. This is a waste of resource, isn't it? I mean, them coming after you is a. Yeah.
And not only coming after us, but coming after Matt and Justin, because in a similar type of case, the Red Breed Auto.
I tell you what. I'm so into this now that I'm not paying attention to the time. So I'm going to ask you that question again in the next segment. Rich Hughes and John Crump, they do a podcast. It's the Black Swan. What is it?
No, Black Swan Media is my media company. The podcast is John Crump Live on YouTube. The channel that she was complaining about was Flying Rich, which is Rich's channel, and John Crump News on my channel. Rich also runs a channel called
That gets carried. That doesn't that get carried on Amaland?
Emerland is somewhere else she had an issue with, and where I write my articles for multiple different things.
Hang on for me, if you will. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to John Crump and Rich Hughes. I'm not going to say they've run afoul of the law. They put something out that apparently embarrassed somebody. And Rich, you were explaining something to me before we went to the break. Please, if you would, continue that, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. Yeah, this is a complete waste of resources on everybody's part, because this would have been solved with a simple cease and desist letter, as we call it, a C&D. If they sent Justin and Matt a C&D letter, they would have stopped immediately. In fact, they even, before they started this, you know, before Justin started the business and before Matt started advertising for Justin, they both independently called their local ATF office and say, hey, is this okay? Is this kosher? And they got the local office blessing. Of course, nothing's in print. It was all verbal.
Right.
But there's a similar case, which is the rare breed force reset trigger. They actually got C&D letters, snubbed their nose at it, and kept selling the product. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Second Amendment absolutist. I don't care what weapon you have. That's your right, according to the Second Amendment.
Right.
And this absolutely, if they wanted to stop these cards from getting into people's possession, that no one, not one person, not even the ATF, has converted to function full auto, if they wanted them to stop, all they had to do was send a letter. They could have sent a certified letter, and it'd be all done.
Right. Interesting. Really interesting. So with this, as you guys go forward now, this is going to be a full, or is it, could this possibly get thrown out of court? Stambley and Olson, are they going to come out and go do some of their little voodoo stuff that they do legally? Which I don't want to make out like these guys are just that sharp.
Yeah, my lawyers, two of my lawyers is going to be down there. The other ones are working from here on briefs and everything else. My lawyers, Stambolia, and James Phillips will be in court tomorrow at 1:30 to argue that I have a First Amendment right to say whatever I want.
Was there something specific that you guys said? I mean, What is the objection? What did you say, John? What did you do?
I didn't say anything that was not truthful. I did call the prosecutor. I said, what she is doing is evil. And I think that's what set everything off, is when I said what she is doing is evil. One of the issues that she had with, one of the comments said, I don't know how she can sleep at night. And apparently that took her by storm, and she decided not being able to sleep at night was tantamount of some type of threat or something like that. I don't know. I'm just speculating on that. But I don't understand what is such a big deal, because I'm sure people tell me that all the time. I have anti-gunners actively tell me a lot nastier things than that. I'm just like,
you're a baby killer.
You know,
Rich, you're a baby killer.
it's just that, you know, that's what people do. I mean, you have to have a thick skin. And this prosecutor, this AUSA, is so thin-skinned that I cannot believe that she actually has a child.
She seems to be overly emotionally involved in this. And I just want to say one thing to people that comment on our videos negatively towards her. You know, God commands us to love even our enemies.
Sure.
And John and I both pray for this lady's recovery from cancer. She's had a bout with cancer. And we pray that she lives a long and happy, healthy life. We wish no harm to this lady.
Oh, Rich, we could get into such a philosophical discussion, you and I.
Yeah, well, Rich and I both talked about how we pray for her recovery from cancer. And we're not just saying that. Go ahead, though.
Now, you've met my wife. I think you met my wife at one of the breakfasts in Ameland when we were at SHOT Show 1 year.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
She's been through cancer twice, and I understand the power of prayer. When I had my heart attack, the only reason I'm here today is because of prayer. It wasn't because of me. I certainly did. I did everything I could to fly myself into the ground. So I get that part of it. And as a military veteran, you know, when I went out and I served, I didn't get out there and say, well, I'm serving all the conservative people and all of you leftist people. Well, you know, congratulations,
sure,
to get the unintended
absolutely
consequence of my service. I didn't do that. I thought I was defending America, and so I wanted to defend America. So I
right
do get that, but by the same token, when you look at some of these people, I mean, John, there may be a reason to come after you later on down the road. I'm sure you have written in the course of your time, because you don't pull any punches.
No,
I'm sure you've written some inflammatory stuff about other people that could be construed as being worse in the scale of what you may have said about her.
Calling her, I guess you read some of, yeah, I guess you read some of my stuff about Guttelbach.
Well, I read most of your stuff, John. So,
so I, mean, no, I try to keep it factual. You know, I don't put a lot of vitriol into my writing, even if someone comes after me. Like, I have no ill will towards this woman at all. I may not like what she was doing, but I still pray for her, and I don't hold anything. She's going to do what she's going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I put into a position where I have no other choice but to defend myself.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Rich, I'm not that familiar with some of the stuff you do or have done, but I can only presume if you've hooked up with Mr. Crump here that you're probably of a like mind. Here's what I would say to both of you as far as I find it honorable. As a matter of fact, I'm of that same bent, but at the same time, I hope you guys squash her. I hope Stan Belea gets in there and gets her in court, or gets them in court and everything, and just, you know, Olson and Stan Belea tagging in and out, coming in on them and just dismantling this, because this is basically this is did you see the protective order that Jack Smith tried to get on Trump because of a Truth Social post?
Correct.
Isn't this basically the same thing?
Absolutely. My wife pointed that out.
Yeah, it's scary. It's chilling. And I'm a member of the press.
Yeah.
And she's trying to say that I'm not a member of the press. I have hundreds of thousands of readers, and in my videos on my YouTube channel, John Crump News, has been viewed over, you know, hundreds of thousands of views,
sure,
in the last month. You know, I have 45,000 people that watch my YouTube videos.
I tell you what, hang on one second. Tell everybody how to find your YouTube channel, because we're heading to the next break. How do you find what John Crump does?
John Crump News, but also follow Flying Rich and Flying Rich Firearms.
There you go. Rich, are you in on that one as well? Is that how they find you as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Flying. I have two YouTube channels, Flying Rich, Flying Rich Firearms, and a website, flyingrich.com, which is linked to all my social media.
There's very few people in the Second Amendment out there that are writers, media people. There's maybe a couple of hundred of us. Everybody that listens to me should be listening to everybody else, to get every perspective out there. So go check their stuff out. We'll be right back talking to John Crump, Rich Hughes. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
You USA News update. Reaction continuing to come in as Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of Hunter Biden. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Republican from Missouri, Jason Smith, is skeptical of Weiss on Fox News.
I mean, Mr. Weiss is the single architect over that sweetheart plea agreement deal that the judge in Delaware threw out just a few weeks ago.
The number of illegal immigrants in Border Patrol facilities has more than doubled, roughly 3 months after Title 42, the Trump-era expulsion policy, ended. The latest custody data shows that the two sectors along the U.S.-Mexico border have exceeded their holding capacities. President Biden once again spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. Tim Berg, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to writers or journalists or media. I'm just going to call you guys media guys because you do it a whole every way there is possible, right? Video, audio, and written word, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with media guys, John Crump and Rich Hughes, and they right now, which branch of the federal government is trying to get you guys to shut up? Which one is that?
Department of Justice.
Department of Justice, my favorite one. The most weaponized bunch of hacks and bureaucrats on the planet today. You said something, though, that I found very interesting, because I talked about this today on the Daily Show, on the local show. You said that this puts a chill on the First Amendment. And, see, I'm most people out there today, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I hope you don't do this, John. Most people out there today are afraid of attracting attention, so they self-censor. And they've been conditioned to do this by Facebook and Instagram and all these other places, because if you get out there and you put a post up of a picture that you saw and you post it up there, it might be against community standards, and then, oh my, you don't have your Facebook no more. Oh no, now what? Do you see that to be the case? Are we self-censoring ourselves? You haven't so far. I mean, I don't want you to start either, but.
Absolutely, absolutely. We see it every day. People self-censor. Rich and I have talked to people behind the scenes that we know watch our shows, but they are afraid because they don't want people to know that they are gun owners or they are pro-gun or they are, like me, I'm a more of a libertarian guy. They don't want people to know they're libertarian. Rich is more of a conservative, and they don't want people to know that they're conservative. But at some point, you just have to say, screw it. They're not going to silence me.
Right.
I'm going to speak up. There's no cost that I would not bear to protect the right that I have as not only an American, but as a human. And I will fight for those rights because that's how important to me, because I have kids. And if I let them take away my rights, they take away the rights of my children. And I'm not going to let that happen.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys see any sort of a, you know, we saw this with COVID. The doctors sat up and said, well, you know, ivermectin would work. And COVID only kills people that are going to die from something anyway, right? Those doctors that got out there and said that, they got censored.
Oh, yeah.
The scientists that get out there and say, there's no such thing as anthropogenic global climate change. Those guys get censored. Is this the first foray where they've come into the Second Amendment? Because, you know, the Second Amendment's one of those things they want to ban. They always want to ban their way to the utopia. Is this the first example of them trying to get out there and trying to silence somebody that gets out there and goes against their narrative to this, whatever the narrative is? I'm not even really sure what the narrative is here. You called her evil. You bad person.
Not the first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is, it's certainly not the first. All social media is banning us. Even Casey Neistat, who's a popular YouTuber, he posted a thumbnail with a guy with a firearm.
Yep.
And had to take the video down and then repost it without that thumbnail. And he called his YouTube rep and said, hey, you know, images with firearms will not get promoted. And, like, we don't have, you know, N million subscribers like he does. But that's how it works. And you face censorship in every form of social media, you know, every brand of social media out there.
Right.
They're against if what I've often said is it's easier to come out with an alternate lifestyle than, and I mean sexuality.
Yeah.
It's easier to, like, if you walk into your office and say, hey, I'm converting to a woman today, and you get, like, a round of applause. But if you say, hey, man, I just bought another AR-15, I got a 50 cal on order, they'd, like, call the cops on you.
We have to start dressing like furries when we do our stuff. If we do that, huh?
He did see that the furries behind J.B. Pritzker today.
What?
Oh, jeez. I missed that.
I missed it. I posted it on my Twitter. He was doing a press conference, and he had furries behind him.
I don't know. Maybe, you know. I've read stories about that Japanese guy that spent $14,000 to look like a collie. He bought a collie outfit, and now he runs around his yard dressed as a collie. Maybe that's because if you become one of the protected classes, how can they possibly? Yep. This is all. Then I'm being satirical here. There's no way I'd ever dress as a furry. I get hot just wearing a T-shirt. So, I understand what you're saying.
It really is a shame. So I'm going to claim to be a little intimidated by, you know, social media, et cetera. I mean, I do have an American flag and a Trump flag at the end of my driveway because my house, you're not coming to my house and asking around.
Right.
But my wife, she's got, you know, Trump bumper stickers on her car that says you could save 47% on everything if you switch back to Trump, you know, with the Geico Newt or whatever he is.
Easy button.
I don't.
No. Yeah, Geico. That's not the easy button. Yeah.
I don't want to put a bump gecko. Yeah. Geico gecko. Yeah. I don't want to put a Trump sticker on my car because I'm afraid, you know, somebody's going to. I live in Palm Beach County. I'm afraid somebody's going to be mad and, you know, see my car or something
like that.
Well,
there's a difference between being preventative, mm-hmm. right? That on one hand, there's preventative. And if I see, it's the same thing. If I see trouble down the street and I'm carrying a gun, I'm going to cross over. I'm crossing over to the other side of the street. I do not want
for
to.
Sure.
Don't want to get.
Yeah, you want to avoid conflict.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's, I think that's just the, for people like me, you and John here, we have capacity and capability to destroy everything in the room. So when we choose not to do that. I think that's actually just a judicious decision. On the other hand, if they're out there and they're trying to shut you down and take everything you got, like they're sort of doing here, this is a whole different story now. And the only way forward is to beat them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, John and I are committed on this. We're going to go full force on that.
And I mean, you guys aren't going to lose any platforms. You're not going to lose ammo land. You're not going to use what you're doing on video and anything else. There's always somewhere else to go. And the followers will follow you.
Yeah, there's always somewhere else to go. And we're neither one of us is really dependent on income from YouTube.
Right. So that's the thing I try to impress on people. Everybody that gets out there and says, I'll get canceled, I'll get this, I'll get that. And I'm like, well, no, you can refuse to get canceled.
Yeah, I'm uncancelable.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys see that that hip-hop singer Ne-Yo who got out there and came out against transgenderism and they tried to cancel him? And he got out and said, you're not going to cancel me for having an opinion. No, you are not.
Look at Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. And this is the only way to actually approach this. You got to make it to where it's I don't know. You got to make it to where it's too expensive for them in a figurative sense, because there's just no way for them.
We have a First Amendment right. Now, the First Amendment covers five rights, and it's
sure.
The freedom of speech and the freedom of press. What we're highlighting here,
right?
I believe it's Voltaire that said, I may disagree with you, but I'll defend with my life your right to say it.
Sure.
I completely agree with that and support it. The only speech that needs to be protected is the speech that we do not agree with.
Right.
And by definition, of course, you're not going to prohibit speech you agree with. It's only the speech you disagree with that needs protection.
Well, I got another question for you guys, and we're coming up on the next break. Once again, how do they find you guys? How do they find you, John?
MLN, John Crump News and John Crump News on YouTube, or John Crump Live, our live stream podcast.
And Rich?
And I have two YouTube channels, Flying Rich Firearms, and flyingrich.com is a link to all my social media.
When we get back, the question I'm going to ask them has more to do with what I think they're trying to do, and I think that these guys might be the test case. That's my issue. I think you guys might be the test case. So hang on just one second, if you will.
Well, this gonna fail that test.
Is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rich Hughes and John Crump. These guys have got the DOJ coming down on their backs. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think this could, and with you guys tell me if you agree or disagree with what I'm about to say. If it weren't for alternative media and places like Amoland and places and channels on YouTube and blogs and podcasts, if it was not for, because there's a smattering of radio shows about guns. I don't know about the TV shows because I know Trigger Time TV's out there and a few other things. But it's not looked at, the mainstream does not look at this as mainstream. So it doesn't get covered. It doesn't get covered. So if it was not for blogs, podcasts, YouTube channels, videos, that kind of thing, stuff you guys do, most details would never, ever, ever come out. And where everybody gets their information and where everybody gets their email blasts and look what, especially with you, John, you publish stuff all the time about stuff coming out and call your senator right now and all these other things. Could this be, could the DOJ be looking at this one as a twofer? Because this it's a chill on the first and second if they take you guys down. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they think this is a test, they're going to fail miserably. Like I said, they thought I was some guy sitting in my basement. And you know what? They're right about that. I am some guy sitting in my basement. Rich doesn't have a basement, so he's in the swamp of Florida. But we just happen to be really well-connected people in our basement.
Sure.
That's something they didn't expect. And plus, I'm down for a scrap whenever.
Well, I mean, but think about that. Rich, do you think this would be one of these things where, like, you know, if we could chill the Second Amendment alternative media? And I know they do that on social media, but this is the DOJ. I don't know of too many cases where the DOJ has come in on these.
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, now that you talk about it, I'm thinking, like, are there other cases that precede this where they're trying to silence the voice of, you know, social media personalities in the Second Amendment field? That might be the case, that we are one of the first. I do agree. It would be a twofer for them if you can put a chill on people. Like, so what will happen is somebody like me will have a company come up to them, hey, would you make a video of my product? I'll give you a free product, or, you know, enter into some deal. And now I only accept products that I use and that I support. But when you think about it, maybe you're going to scratch your head and say, oh, I'm just going to do news and I won't do product reviews and I'm not going to take any more of this. I'll just talk about, you know, news items instead of, you know, demonstrating a firearm and showing a new product, whether it's an optic or a slide or something like that.
Right. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if I got a, let's say I got a firearm from Palmetto State Armory and I started advertising it and something happened bad with that, some evil person did something wrong with one, am I liable?
Well, no, I know they are trying to, they're trying to do this thing about advertising, but see, advertising, the whole notion that advertising leads to crime is, or anything like that, because I rely on advertising, and trust me, if advertising was all that they say, I would hire somebody to sound like me to do this interview. Okay, so advertising in and of itself, it is relegated by most people into the background for the most part. You know, like, you know, we've done this in four segments, and everybody's waiting for the segments to come, and so they endure what's in between when we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases. So, and sometimes, yep. And effective advertising is all, it's cumulative. It's like a back injury. It's a constant onslaught, but it certainly is not going to be a thing that's actionable unless it's false. It's like in the old days when they said, you know, cigarettes have vitamin C.
cigarettes are good for your health.
That's
they
right.
help you along.
Seven out of ten that. Doctors smoke Marlboro Reds. You know, that kind of nonsense. False advertising, of course, that should be illegal. But just getting out there and saying, because gun advertising is basically, this is a gun, and that's it.
Right.
It's not appeal. It's not trying to appeal to anybody. There's nobody out there getting, hey, active shooters out there, listen, this would be the best gun for this kind of thing. Nobody's doing that. Yeah.
Nobody
does that. Nobody does that. Nobody I know does that.
They're trying to insinuate that's what people do, which is totally false. And I think that's not only false, but it's slanderous.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But see, They're it sort of sounds to me like they're trying to slander you, because I'm almost certain they know that this isn't going to stick, but they put something out there, and I just don't think they quite understand the gun culture and the gun community with the people that follow people like you that put out content, because everybody's looking at them going, oh, the DOJ said that. Oh, I want to subscribe. When are you guys going to be on the air again? I want to listen. I don't care what you're talking about. They just tie a bow around your neck as far as with the gun community is concerned. So, I mean, I don't know. I want you guys to keep me in the loop on this one as much as you can. I know that there's going to be a lot of people calling you and saying, hey, what's the deal? What's the deal on this? Because I think this is the first one that I'm aware of where a Alphabet agency has come after somebody like you guys.
Could be. I'm trying to think of when it's happened to somebody else.
Well, I know they go. You know, like right now, they're going after the guys with the force reset trigger. But they've been going after them, right? And that's the ATF thing.
But it's not media, right?
It's a manufacturer that made something mechanical that they object to. Getting out there, and John, if you say somebody's evil, that's just your opinion, right? That's just your opinion.
Yeah, and I don't think I called her evil. I think I called her, so what she is doing is evil.
Well, you know, it's one, you know, half a dozen to one, six to another. You know.
But even if I did, that's still my protected freedom.
It sticks in stones. This is probably coming from the same person that would get out there and say, have, you know, this is the same kind of person that would have you on their show, John, after a rampage killing going, so you support people owning AR-15s. So you support the killing of children in schools. And that's how they would, that's the algebraic problem they would present in front of you because you simply support the Second Amendment.
That's what I always go to is the numbers on that. When you look at it, swimming pools are more deadly to kids than AR-15s. There's less than 400 deaths a year by all long guns, and some fraction of that are AR-15s.
Yeah.
900 people a year on average die from accidentally getting wrapped up in a blanket.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be a shipper at a dairy plant, and we had these big 5-gallon tubs of sour cream, and they had a warning on there for children less than 5 years old being around these. And that told me that some kid had gotten around one of these and drowned in sour cream. So, you know, and sadly, we lose 51,000 people a week. 2.5 million people a year die. And, you know, and that's just life. That's the voyage of life. Most of them die due to heart disease and cancer. But then there's other people that get struck by lightning, get eaten by squirrels. You know, those people getting eaten by squirrels, that's horrific, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, mass shootings are exceedingly rare with AR.
Well,
maybe talking about the shoots in Chicago, maybe something a little bit different. But those.
Well, the guys in Chicago are getting some sophisticated weaponry now. I see a lot of videos of full auto fire, or at least somebody really knows how to bump fire really good. So,
Wish.com.
But I mean, they not too long ago, right before their election, they caught a bunch of guys, caught 9 Glocks with switches on them, and did not prosecute anybody.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so I mean, this is all contrived. This is all most of this crime and everything out there, and this false outrage against you guys. I think this is a twofer. So I hope you guys go in there and rearrange their body parts.
Well, with Stan Elliott and James Phillips being in the courtroom tomorrow, and Rob Olson working on the brief, and Oliver as well. Don't want to forget Oliver. I think that. But I think there's a good possibility that they wreck the prosecutors.
There you go. I'm running out of time. I'll be back in touch with you fellas.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let me know when the first thing comes, and if you guys have the time to come back and talk about it, let's keep the narrative going so that we at least let's at least put it out this way. I know you're putting it out every way. Let me be one of the ways you put it out.
Definitely. I got to be on your show more.
There you go. Rich, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Come back anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Everybody pay attention to this. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water.
and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.